Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're here to give you, as a parent or educator, a quick professional briefing on the source materials your students are exploring today. Let's get started. First up, a story about, well, the power of celebrity hype. LeBron James dropped this teaser. The decision of all decisions.
And immediately, speculation went wild. Retirement, changing teams again?
Exactly. Big expectations. But the reveal, it was just an ad for Hennessy Cognac.
Yeah, which, you know, understandably annoyed some fans. But the economic angle here is fascinating.
The ticket prices, right.
Right. Speculation alone caused Lakers ticket prices for one game, the home finale against Utah, to just skyrocket. We're talking 700%.
700% from what?
From about $82 for the cheapest seats up to $580. And interestingly, even after the ad came out, prices stayed inflated.
So it's a really clear example for students, isn't it? How celebrity buzz, even when it's not real news, can have tangible economic effects.
Definitely. A good jumping off point to discuss engineered media versus genuine events.
Okay, so from manufactured hype, let's shift to a story of genuine human response after a tragedy.
This one is quite different. It follows a mass shooting at a Mormon church in Michigan.
And a writer from Utah, Dave Butler, felt compelled by his faith to do something unexpected. Instead of focusing on blame, he started a campaign for the shooter's wife and son.
Yeah, the son has a rare genetic disorder, adding another layer. Butler specifically wanted to help the non-offending family members.
How did that go?
Amazingly well, actually.
Yeah.
The Give, Send, Go campaign raised over $381,000 in just 6 days. It was described as an unprecedented display of compassion.
Wow. So for discussion, this really opens up conversations about, you know, compassion versus blame, especially towards family members who weren't involved.
Exactly. And the role personal values or faith can play in making those really difficult ethical choices.
All right. Turning now to a major event, the LA Palisades fire. Huge devastation, 23,000 acres burned, billions in damage.
Yeah, a terrible situation.
Yeah.
And now there's been an arrest. Federal agents picked up Jonathan Rinderknecht. He's an Uber driver, used to live in California.
And the detail that stands out in the investigation, it involves technology, right?
It does. Investigators were apparently led in part to Rinderknecht because of a painting he allegedly created using ChatGPT.
A painting.
Depicting a city in flames. Authorities haven't stated a motive, but it shows how new tech, like AI-generated art, can potentially become part of a criminal investigation, maybe showing intent or mindset.
Mm. Interesting intersection. Okay, next we have a quote. This one's from Margaret Thatcher.
Ah, the Iron Lady, UK's first female prime minister.
The quote is, "If you set out to be liked, you would be prepared to compromise on anything at any time, and you would achieve nothing." Pretty blunt.
Very much her style. She governed from 79 to 90, and Thatcherism, privatization, curbing union power, was all about sticking to principles, often quite uncompromisingly.
So the discussion point here seems clear. Leadership, compromise, achieving goals. Do you have to be willing to compromise to lead effectively?
Or does strong conviction, even if unpopular, sometimes achieve more? It's a classic debate about political philosophy and leadership styles.
Okay, let's switch gears to energy. A significant milestone reported for the first half of 2025.
Yes, this is big. For the first time in the modern era, globally, renewable sources, mainly solar and wind, generated more electricity than fossil fuels.
Outpacing demand growth, too. Yeah. Solar saw huge growth, like over 30%.
Right. But the global picture isn't uniform. China and India are really driving this transition. China added more solar and wind than the rest of the world combined.
And the U.S.?
Kind of the opposite trend in this period, actually. Solar and wind projects reportedly stagnated, and coal generation actually increased by 17%.
So this highlights for students how different national policies are impacting the energy transition and, well, climate goals right now.
Absolutely. It shows those choices have immediate consequences.
Finally, let's look at a U.S. Supreme Court decision regarding immigration enforcement. It came via the shadow docket.
Right. Noam V. Vasquez Perdomo. These shadow docket orders are rulings made quickly without the full arguments and opinions you usually see.
And this one gives federal agents pretty broad authority during immigration sweeps. What kind of authority?
It allows agents to consider factors like race, ethnicity, and language spoken when deciding who to stop. Critics argue this primarily targets Latino communities.
So the constitutional concerns are?
Primarily the Fourth Amendment. protecting against unreasonable searches and seizures, and the principle of equal protection. Justice Sotomayor dissented strongly on these grounds.
And the majority opinion?
Justice Kavanaugh, writing for the majority, essentially framed it as common sense, using relevant factors, including apparent ethnicity.
This clearly sets up a discussion about the balance, that tension between law enforcement needs and fundamental constitutional rights.
Precisely. What does equal protection mean in practice in situations like this? It's a critical question.
And that brings us to the end of this deep dive into the sources students are working with today. We hope this quick briefing arms you for some productive conversations.
Yeah, and maybe a thought to leave you with, tying some of this together. Notice how many of these stories touch on individual agency versus larger systems, whether it's market forces, legal frameworks, or community responses. Where does an individual's choice really make the difference?
Something to consider. Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.